you told CoinDesk you own some, even though you said you thought it was going to get killed by regulation. How much Bitcoin do you own? Do you have any other cryptocurrencies? And what do you think the outlook is for them now?
Well, I'm not going to give the precise amount of Bitcoin, or but I do own some Ethereum as well. But the answer to your question is that I don't own a lot of it. I view it as an alternative money in an environment where the value of cash money is depreciating in real terms. And I think it's very impressive that for last 10, 11 years, that programming has still held up. It hasn't been hacked and so on, and it has an adoption rate. So I'm very big on diversification, and it's a relatively small part of the portfolio. I would like to say that cash, I've been quoted, cash is trash, that cash, which most investors think is the safest investment, is, I think, the worst investment, and that it's important because it loses buying power. The one thing I would say to investors is don't judge anything in your returns or your assets in nominal terms, in terms of how many dollars you have. View it in terms of inflation-adjusted dollars. And so cash, like this year, you'll lose 4 or 5% to inflation. And so pay attention to those, because I believe that that'll be the worst investment. And then beyond that, the important thing is to diversify one's portfolio well, because we know from that the surprises and the balance. We also know that those asset classes on average significantly outperform and will significantly outperform cash, and that they move between each other in a way that one that has to do with correlations, because of when things go down, when the economy goes down, then bonds will do better than stocks and so on and so forth. So diversification of assets. I view crypto as a small piece of that. And the message is cash is going to be a problematic asset, and hold that other diversified portfolio of assets. Keep it, looking at it in real terms, not nominal terms. And that diversification should be also international diversification from countries, not just asset classes, in order to have a truly well-diversified portfolio.